British newspapers are reporting that 28-year-old Samantha Luthwaite may be on the run in Kenya under an assumed name. Luthwaite is the widow of London bomber Germaine Lindsay, who killed 26 people on July 7, 2005, when he blew himself up on a subway train in a coordinated attack. Kenyan police are circulating a passport photograph of a terror suspect bearing a strong resemblance to Luthwaite. The black-and-white photo shows a young white woman with a broad face, her dark hair pulled tightly back, and a slight smile across her lips. But the name of the South African passport does not read Luthwaite. It reads Natalie Faye Webb. There are suspicions that it could be a forgery. Asked about the newspaper reports, Kenyan government spokesperson Alfred Mutua said he could not confirm that it is the same person.
All we know is that the Kenyan government is seeking Natalie Faye for her involvement in terror. We believe that she's an associate with people who really do not wish us very well or wish the international community very well. That's as far as we know. Her other linkages to other people or her histories we are not aware of.
In January, a court in the Kenyan coastal city of Mombasa issued a warrant for Natalie Faye Webb, accusing her of having links with the Somali terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Kenyan police say she may have entered Kenya from Tanzania and that she is believed to be traveling with three children. Aside from not knowing for certain her real name, Mutua says there is also a chance that the suspect may have slipped out of the country, into Somalia, back to Tanzania, or somewhere else altogether.
Well, we're still looking for her. We hope that the increased publicity will actually smoke her out from where she's hiding.
Police conducted a raid on a house where the suspect was believed to be staying in late December, but did not find her. Another British terror suspect was arrested in Mombasa in December, along with three Kenyans. Germaine Grant was charged with possession of bomb-making materials and planning to launch an attack in Kenya. Two other British teenagers were arrested trying to cross from Kenya into Somalia in October last year. Americans who had suspected ties to Al-Shabaab have also been caught. In December, former U.S. Army soldier Craig Baxham was arrested by Kenyan authorities and later arraigned in the United States on charges of trying to provide assistance for the Al-Qaeda-linked group. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.